page 180. He places these sociological attributes of elite people, exclusively men in fact, within an analysis of institutional change in the USA, and in so doing, concentrates on the intersection of biography and history, the essential task of the sociologist in Mills's view. Mills's analysis of the USA, in which a class society had given way to elite domination, mirrored Milovan Djilis's analysis of Tito's Yugoslavia in the 1950s. In The New Class, 1957, Djilis suggested that the Communist Party's political power as a political elite was metamorphosing into the birth of a new class, a position that cost him years in jail. Thus, whilst Mills maintained that the USA was moving from class to elite, Djilis was tracking the shift from elite to class in Yugoslavia. So ironically, Mills, who had little sympathy with the politics of the classical elitists, used the term in some sense, as they did, to express the concentration of power of a minority.